Man never was seeking after God. Man was seeking after himself, and yet what did God do? God began to seek after man. Interesting. Notice what God has given to us. We are so rich in Jesus Christ today because of his love and his grace and his mercy that he gives to each one of us individually.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Today, as Roel continues our True Salvation series, he'll underscore the astounding depth of God's unconditional love. We'll see that the Lord seeks us out in spite of our sin, always making the first move toward relationship. Stay with us for assurance that God desires that you would enjoy heaven with him forever. And he already made it possible through the sacrifice of his only son, Jesus Christ. Here's Roel Reese with our lesson, God's Greatest Love Story. We'll begin in John chapter 3, verse 16.
To me, it's amazing how non-believers are constantly blaming everything on God. And sometimes Christians do the same. And yet, when you study the scriptures, you understand that God's love is for everyone, not just the unique. Everyone. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Who's the world? That's righteous and unrighteous people. People that do not believe in God. People that do believe in God. This is probably one of the world's most well-known scripture in the entire world. Every child memorizes this verse on Sunday school. Brief to the point, Jesus reveals here his great love to everyone and anyone that wants to believe in him. And if not, then you are condemned. Can you imagine how much God loves each person? And out of all eternity, God sent his only begotten son from being the Godhead all the way coming out to becoming human and never losing his deity as God, even when he went to the cross. And we need to understand that this is a tremendous demonstration of God's love. In Romans chapter 5, 8 and 9, Paul says, but God demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having been now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. You see, those people that do not accept the love of God, the wrath of God abides in them. The wrath of God, not the love of God. The wrath of God is upon them because they have rejected his love and his grace and his mercy and the love that he's given to each person. And it's so tragic to see so many people perishing into eternity. Right in the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis, God reveals such an incredible lesson for us through Abraham and Isaac and Eliezer, his actual servant. Isaac was his beloved son, and he loved him. And one night, God came to him as Isaac was 33 years old already. He was an adult, and God came to him so that he would not tell his wife and said, Abraham, I want you to take your son and I want you to take him on a 3-day journey up to Mount Moriah in Jerusalem and I want you to kill him for me. Did you know that that's the only instance in the whole Bible where God is asking for a human sacrifice for himself? The only place. And then when you read it, and you understand what God is saying, it's pretty amazing. Because chapter 22 of Genesis is an actual chapter of typology. Abraham becomes a type of God the Father, Isaac a type of God the Son, and Eliezer in chapter 24 becomes a type of the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, fully activated in this world. When Abraham got up in the middle of the night and God spoke to him, he went over to his son and to his servants, and they actually said, hey, we're going to move out. Pack up. We're moving out to Jerusalem. And they got their donkeys and they went out a 3-day journey. And right when they were getting to Jerusalem, all of a sudden they saw Mount Moriah. And Abraham made camp. And he told his servants, you guys stay here. Me and the lad are going up there, and I and the lad will be back again. Abraham, there for the first time in the history of the Old Testament, Abraham speaks words of faith, not knowing what would happen, but having faith enough in God that if Abraham would have to kill his son, that God would raise him from the dead. That was in the Old Testament before the New Testament. What a picture of Jesus Christ. The 3-day journey speaks of his resurrection. The carrying of the wood on his shoulder is the actual type of the cross of Jesus Christ, as Isaac is carrying the wood on his shoulder. And when they get up to the top of the mountain, there is the altar. And Isaac says, Dad, the altar, the wood, the knife, but where is the lamb? What happened to the lamb? And all of a sudden, Abraham in chapter 22:8 says this incredible words in the Old King James is the best translation. He said, God will provide himself a lamb. Speaking the 1900 years from that period of time, going into the future, Jesus Christ would die on that very same place. Imagine that. The love of Jesus Christ. The love of God. And when Abraham took off that knife, he actually pulled the knife out. He raised it up and he was going to kill his son. The angel of Jehovah came and said, Abraham, stop it. God has seen your faith, and now God will provide for you a lamb. And as they looked to the right side, there was a ram that was stuck in the thickets. And then God provided not only a ram for the sacrifice, but 2,000 years later, Jesus Christ would become the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Eliezer becomes a type of the Holy Spirit in chapter 24 of Genesis. As Abraham is seeking out a wife for his son Isaac, God the Father, Jesus Christ, and who's the bride? The bride is us, the church of Jesus Christ. Rebecca becomes a type of the bride of Christ. Eliezer is a type of the Holy Spirit seeking a bride for the church. Interesting. All these things were written for our examples that we did not understand, but now we understand them. Why? Because we have the completion of the book of what? The Bible. 66 books of the Bible. To understand the word of God. That's why here not only Jesus in this great chapter demonstrates his love to each one of us individually. Why? Because God demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. That was a sacrifice. Jesus Christ was the one to die for our sins. There are 4 words for love because this is important. The love of God is not eros, it's not phileo, it's not storkio, it's agape in the Greek. It's a divine sacrificial love that only God himself can give. It's a love that is always giving. It's a love that never retaliates, always forgives, always is kind, always is peaceful. But the love that he's demonstrating here in chapter 3:16 is God's agape. The love of God. It's divine. It's sacrificial love. Imagine how much God loves us this morning. How much he loves you individually. The fact is this, God so loved. The idea that God loves the whole world is not a new idea. It's been around for a while. God loves the world. The Jews believed that God only loved the religious. That is a true Jew. But he hated the non-religious, which was the Gentile. You see? But yet in the scriptures, when the Jew rejected Jesus Christ, Jesus himself said that there was other sheep and that in his fold they were not recognized. And then one day they would be recognized. And who was that? That's us, the church of Jesus Christ, the Gentile church. God give us His grace and His love and His mercy. The same thought that is being held by so many people today. It's actually a generation of religious fanatics, people that are not born again of the Holy Spirit. And instead of bringing people to the kingdom of God, they're keeping people away from God through their religion by becoming fanatics. How sad that is. When God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. That's what the Bible says. Some wonder and others question how God could possibly love a vile person, a murderer, immoral person, a wife beater, a child, a thief, an alcoholic, a street person, an oppressor, a slaver, a bitter person, an abuser, a vengeful person, a prostitute. God loves all those people. God hates their sin, but God loves them as a person. That's why God gives opportunity through the preaching of the gospel, through radio, through television, through satellite, by reading a book or reading the Bible. God gives us opportunity always to repent and to come to the love of God. Always. No one will ever be able to be excused from the wrath of God, especially when you have rejected the love of God in your life. You see, God loves you. God loves people continually. He loves everyone, even the unlovely and the unloving, the unbelieving, the obstinate, the selfish, the greedy, the despiteful, and the vengeful. Because the scriptures talk about this. In the book of John 10:16, Jesus said, "And other sheep I have which are not of my fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Speaking of the future of the Gentiles, that's you and me. Jesus promised that.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Ries. It's our joy to help you walk in the fullness of God's amazing love. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com for a wealth of resources. You can also email Raul your Bible questions or prayer requests. His address is PastorRaul@SomebodyLovesYou.com. Now let's get back to more of our study, God's Greatest Love Story.
Secondly, in Romans 10, 12 and 13, he said, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek or Gentile, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Even the thief on the cross, in his last moments before he died, he called upon the Lord and he was saved. God saved him. In 2 Peter 3:9, he says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance." The word "all" is the whole world. God doesn't want anybody to perish. The basis of God's love in his nature is that God is love. And he always, always loves people. He acts, he demonstrates, and he shows his love. In Romans 5:8, again he said, "But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And then in John, 1 John 4:8 and 16, he says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he that dwells in love is dwelling in God and God in him." You see? How can we say we're Christians when we don't have the love of God? How can I say I love God when I see my brother and my sister physically, and yet they're in my presence, and I can touch them, and I can speak to them, and yet I can say to them, "I hate you," when I can see them, and I don't see God? And say, "I love God," and not love my brother or my sister. We need to love. That's the key. You see, love acts and expresses itself. Love does not sit still doing nothing. It is not dormant, complacent, and active. If love actually exists, it has to act to express itself and has to do something good about it. Love is loving and kind and gentle. Love is always demonstrating love to others, never retaliating against them. Therefore, God's love act and reveals what? To be a true, genuine love of God. Why? Because if someone does something against me, I will love them, and that means I will forgive them. I will forgive them, no matter what they do against me. God wants men to know His love. He wants to reach everyone in this world with His love. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. In 1 John 3:16, John said, "Hereby perceiving the love of God, because He laid down His life for us." And then in 1 John 4:9, he says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him." There it is again. God sent His only begotten Son into the world. For what? So that we might live through Him. Second point, God gave His only begotten Son. The evidence is what? God's sacrificial gift, Jesus Christ. He's the one that came to die for you. God demonstrated His love in the most perfect way possible. He only had one son, and He gave up His only begotten Son for this world. Gave Him up for this world. Is God, He is perfect, which means love is perfect. Therefore, God does not only love, but He continues to love and to love and to love and to love. In all eternity, He will continue to love. His love is perfection. His love is an ultimate degree of God's grace and mercy. And you see, whatever the ultimate degree and perfect act and expression of love, God shows it. God shows it constantly through Jesus Christ. Without question, the greatest act of love in the sacrifice of a man's own life. Therefore, God sacrificed the life of His only Son to save, listen, sinful men that rejected Him and insulted Him and killed Him. God gave us a break because He loved us so much. That's why in John 15:13, Jesus said, "Greater love has no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends." Incredible scripture. He calls us friends. He laid down His life for His friends, which He loves. And He continues to love, even though we sin and we insult Him and we miss the mark. He gave up His Son to be separated from Him, allowing Jesus Christ to die for the sins of the world. Jesus took every one of your sins and my sins upon Himself. Even going back into the Old Testament, in the prophet Isaiah's prophecies, in the book of Isaiah 53:5, he said this, "But Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed." 750 years before He died on the cross, it was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. Imagine that. Isaiah 53:6 said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We all have turned our own way. The Lord had laid on Him the iniquity of us all." Romans 5:6 says, "In due time, Jesus Christ died for the ungodly." Romans 8:32, "He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" 1 Corinthians 15:3, "Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." And then in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For He had made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift of redemption." And then Galatians 3:13, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, 'Cursed is every man that hangs on a tree.'" Hebrews 2:9, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He by the grace of God should taste death for every man." Hebrews 9:28. "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that took for Him shall He appear a second time without sin unto salvation." 1 Peter 2:24. He says, who his own self bore our sins on his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness now, by whose stripes you have been healed. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but being made alive by the Holy Spirit of God. Imagine how much God has done for us here. Every one of us here. How much God has done through his Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but come to what? To eternal life. Man never was seeking after God. Man was seeking after himself, and yet what did God do? God began to seek after man. Interesting. God seeked after man when he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He gave his Son so that we might be forgiven, and we might be saved, and we might have eternal life. Jeremiah 31:3 says, the Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you unto myself. Ephesians 2:4-5, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, where he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he has made us alive together, not with Jesus Christ, for by grace you have been saved. Notice what God has given to us. We are so rich in Jesus Christ today because of his love and his grace and his mercy that he gives to each one of us individually. God's purpose in giving his Son was threefold: to save men from perishing, to save men to eternal life, and thirdly, to save men through belief as we put our faith in Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Imagine that. God's love. God didn't condemn the world. God sent his Son to save the world. And yet, how many people do you know and I know today, this morning, that hate God? They don't want nothing to do with God. They're too busy with their lives. And all of a sudden, when a person comes to the point of death, whether it be old age or young age, once a person dies, it's over. You either have the love of Jesus Christ in your heart or you don't. You either have the love of God or you'll have the wrath of God on your life. You have to make the choice. The choice is for you to make, even here this morning.
Well, as you meditate on the amazing gift that God gave us in his Son, Jesus Christ, we pray that you'll be inspired to choose a life of close communion with your Savior. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's message, God's Great Love Story, is available in its complete form for a donation of $5 or more. If you'd like to get a copy, just call us at 800-634-9165. Now, to enrich your faith with even more insight into the Lord's love, we'd like to tell you about this entire 15-part series. Rawls' True Salvation Study is available on both CD and thumb drive, with each lesson exploring what the Bible teaches about God's plan to redeem and restore each willing heart. Connect with us at SomebodyLovesYou.com or call us at 800-634-9165 to order Rawls' 15-message series titled God's Greatest Love Story. We'll send you the CD set for $30 or the USB drive for just $20. Our number once again is 800-634-9165. You can also write to us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. The Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel is your go-to for biblical teaching, with both live-streamed messages and podcasts of past radio programs. You can also catch Rawls' Straight Talk program on the channel every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time. We're grateful for our faithful partners. Every tax-deductible gift helps us keep sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we truly count it a privilege to meditate on the Word of God with you, and we invite you to join us again next time. Together, we'll find life-giving truth and infinite wisdom from the pages of God's inspired Word. Now, with the final thought, here's Raul once again.
God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. That is the heart of God. That's why Jesus in John 14:6 said, I am the way, the truth, the life, and no man can come unto the Father unless you come to Jesus Christ. In Acts 4:12 he says, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be saved. How? Through the name of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.